Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field as soon as possible. To that end, we want a bargain and we want an agreement with the Players Association as quickly as possible.
Yes, they would like to have something as quickly as possible. That was Rob Manfred giving the ownership point of view on the way the negotiations start. I don't ordinarily respond to texts like this, but I would like to use it as an example. This texter from the 309 says, nobody talks about baseball having owners. From a third of the league not even trying to compete in order to just hoard money and fielding teams with inferior players that also makes the game unwatchable. Texter from the 309, as I've told you privately, now I will tell you publicly and expound on the point. This is a big thing inside the negotiation. The idea that nobody is talking about it is really, really false, and it displays to me that you're not paying attention to what the players are asking for. The players would like for there to be more competitive owners, because if there are owners that are actually trying, instead of just skating on the television deals and the revenue sharing that goes on inside of baseball, what that would mean is more opportunities for more players to get more salary. A big, for you, the texter, and texter that may, for the listener that may feel similarly to this texter, this is a big wedge point in the negotiation. It has to do with them wanting there to be more competitive owners around the league. The thing that you say that you are craving for is what the players are fighting for. It is a pillar of what it is they're negotiating inside of this lockout. They don't want teams like Detroit and Pittsburgh to just be able to skate by and not put money into their product. And I imagine that if we were to have honest conversations with other owners, they would tell you, I don't want owners who aren't great at their job just benefiting from the rest of us spending money and growing, and I'm using air quotes, growing the game. So understand, when you say nobody is talking about this, the people in the negotiation, it is a main basis of the negotiation. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Now more of my TED Talk. I was thinking about this over the last couple of days because I relive shows a lot. And when we did the show, when I was talking about the survey that I got, it was tongue-in-cheek. Like, I had a little fun with it. It was the actual survey that MLB sent me via email. But even with this, with getting it and receiving it via email and then filling it out and going through what I thought were some intrusive questions, but the idea of is Major League Baseball is trying to figure out who their fans are. I think that that's abundantly clear. And so I've been tinkering with like a couple of ideas and questions that I have about where baseball is right now. The main question that I kept coming back to is, why is it that baseball, how is it that baseball became regional? Here's what I mean. Basketball is both regional and national, meaning Bulls fans care mostly about the Bulls, but they do care about the league overall. They care about what's happening with the NBA. They still enjoy the NBA product, and people are drawn to the NBA product, they might not even have a team necessarily. It's not dependent on a fandom in a team to enjoy the league. Now, before you reflexively say, well, I'm a baseball fan and I love all baseball, I understand that that's the way that you feel. I would also tell you that it is not reflected in the ways that we judge interest. And yes, there's an argument that the way that we judge interest is a tad bit antiquated. That we do still look at television ratings and radio ratings and whether or not people are going out to games and kind of use those as the way that we judge interest. But if we are to use some of those standards, when you start looking at, we'll use television ratings as an example. If you look at the top 100 rated shows in 2011, television shows, there's no baseball there. Even the World Series isn't there. Now, most of it is eaten up by football, both college football and pros. I mean, even basketball doesn't really, the NCAA tournament finals get there, but even the NBA doesn't get to the place where the NFL is. And the NFL is an example of a national product with passionate regional fan bases. But everyone will consume the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Like, the Bears weren't in the playoffs. They weren't anywhere near the playoffs. And you watch the playoffs. You consume the playoffs. You bet the playoffs. You did daily fantasy with the playoffs. And more so, you were just interested. You wanted to see how the NFL season was going to play out. Baseball fans overall, I think that there's a responsibility that we feel to grow the game. And I think that has to do with the way that we're indoctrinated into the game. There's a romanticism of your, in my case, my father and grandfather, you know, my grandfather playing in the Negro Leagues, like that being my first like indoctrination of baseball, and then them sharing the game with me, my dad taking me to games when I was younger, both sides of town. And then me not having kids of my own, but having nieces and nephews, and I try to tell them how great baseball is. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I bought my niece a little bat and everything, like wanting her to love baseball and then play softball or whatever. I think it's the way that we were brought up. And I'm using myself as an example, and obviously it's anecdotal. But when you hear baseball fans talk about the game, that's usually how we talk about it. The reason I love the White Sox, the reason I love the Cubs is because of this uncle or this auntie or my grandmother or whomever. And then we want to share it because it's a great game, because we love it. We love the idea of the strategy. I think that there is something to that too. I also think for a very long time, there is an elitist version of a baseball fan that has allowed the trope of it's a thinking man's game to elevate yourself as a fan. I'm a baseball fan. It's a thinking man's game. You know how much thought goes into a game plan for football? I'm just saying. But I think there's some of that too. The part that I was thinking about when it comes to younger people getting involved with the game, or more importantly, like them seemingly shunning the game, like the game doesn't carry the same weight. There's nothing wrong with them. I was doing my lesson plans, like getting ready for my class at DePaul that's starting later on this month. I'm really excited, like, to get back in front of students again. And anytime that I get the opportunity to hang out with younger people and I hear some of their complaints about sports consumption, it's not them. And I think that we, and I'm putting me in here, we are also bad at bringing them along and trying to figure out the things that they may like, that may want them to stay and stick and stay with the sport. It's a hard thing to articulate and then try and give that love to someone else. It's really difficult. And if we're talking about our own children, the royal we, like, it might be a little bit easier because then you can take someone to a White Sox game. But it's funny to me, like, that experience for a younger person. Like, I think about younger people that I've gone to games with, or how parents talk about taking their children to games. And you know what? What do you talk about? You're not talking about strategy with the youngest of our fans. You're looking at, man, I love that they at White Sox games, they have the fundamentals deck, and the kids can learn about the game, but they can also kind of be distracted because the game does take some patience. And it in some cases takes some time to learn the type of patience to really enjoy and appreciate baseball at the level that the person who is listening to the sound of my voice probably does. And it's okay to, if your kid is tapped out after four innings of a game, it's totally okay to be like, okay, they got the experience of being outside in the sunshine and seeing the beautifully manicured fields and all of this stuff. And then what? Like, then how do we go about augmenting it? I think that, me personally, the best way to love baseball is to play it. But then we get into an even bigger subject of youth sports and how it's become such a commodity that there are a lot of kids that are either priced out or scheduled out of being able to play baseball or softball. Baseball fans, in my mind, are akin to hockey fans. And there's another fan base that I want to throw into this conversation. Baseball fans are less militant about it. Baseball fans are like, man, if I could just, baseball's great. And let me tell you why it's great. It's so great. It's America's pastime, and it's outside, and it's summertime, and it starts in the spring, and it ends in the fall, and it's this metaphor for life and all of this stuff. And then we're like, and then there's the team stuff. And I love this team because this team does this, and I grew up here, and therefore I'm connected, blah, 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 blah. And there's a please love my sport type thing. Hockey is very much like that. At the NHL level, it's please like my sport. The only difference that I've seen from my experience is a baseball fan will bring you along for the ride, will understand that you are a newcomer, and will take a lot of pride in helping you. Like, whoa, this is how you score a game. And this is why scoring a game is important. Hockey people are like, love my sport. And if you don't know everything about my sport, immediately you're a poser. You're a noob. And we don't want you here. But we're better than basketball. I feel like baseball fandom is drifting into that area, but we're still like, no, we get it. You don't know a lot about this game. Let me teach you about this game. It's a fun thing, and I'm going to write these weird hieroglyphics on this notepad so that I understand what happened in the game. And you can learn how to write in this language too. MMA fans are like, our sport's great. And if you don't like my sport, screw you. If you don't like MMA, screw you, because I love it, and I'm going to watch it. And if you want to come watch it, great. And if you don't, you can go away.